Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Alex Horn, welcome to Home Time.
Thank you, Andy. It's lovely to be here on Home Time.
It's brilliant to have you on Home Time. Now, we just before the tail end of that song we were chatting before, obviously, you know, this interview that we're doing right here now. And you were telling me that you've just been working out in the gym a little bit earlier on. Been doing a bit of pumping some iron.
Yeah, I was boasting about how much I can press. Bench? How much you can bench?
That's the right
terminology. I don't know the language. I don't go very often. But
what do you do in there? What stuff are you doing, Alex?
Looking, just watching other people.
But like, are you doing deadlifts? Are you doing free weights? What are you doing?
Skipping. I'm 46. I'm trying not to die. That's all I'm doing.
Just keep going as long as you possibly can. I'd love to learn to skip though. Wouldn't you love to learn to skip?
I tried.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, I thought that's the way. So my kids, they had a skipping instructor at their primary school who came round, not like a full time job. But they toured the county trying to teach kids to skip, and my kids got quite good at it, and I was trying to join in. But
wow, because there was this thing in lockdown. We had you on Home Time on the phone, obviously during lockdown, and there was a lot of people taking up hobbies in lockdown. I think there was a guy who lived next door to us used to go and hit a partially submerged tire with a lump hammer in his back garden just to keep fit.
I think he's probably fine now.
He's absolutely fine. Took his frustration out on the tire. But so yeah, like skipping was one of those things along with banana bread that people would do.
My thing in lockdown was quite nerdy, nature cameras. I put up a nature camera in the woods near us. No, it's not code.
Okay.
It's very innocent. To film badgers and foxes. But we did, you check the footage the next morning. It's a motion-sensitive camera.
Okay.
And we did find two kids who discovered it. And they looked at the camera and went, I think it's a bomb. And then ran away. That's my favourite thing we discovered.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, you're such a busy man, and we'll get on to the stuff you've been up to in just a second, but do you have like a hobby? I mean, am I right in saying that birdwatching is a hobby of yours? Or is
you're
that...
not...
Okay.
No, that's on Wikipedia. So my dad is a big bird watcher, and he volunteers for the RSPB. He points out peregrine falcons at Chichester Cathedral and starlings at Brighton Pier.
Brilliant.
So I spent a while with my dad bird watching, and I've sort of inherited the reputation of being a birder, but I am not.
Okay. So what is your hobby be then, Alex? If you were to say
I'm trying to cultivate them. I got into stone polishing for a bit.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a stone polishing machine where you get stones at the beach that look interesting. You put them in this stone polishing thing, turn it on, leave it for a week, and they come out vaguely more shiny than when they went in.
Would you then take them down to a local tarot and crystal shop and try and sell them for the bulk collect?
No, I've just got a little stall outside the house. No, they go in the sort of toilet, sort of on a shelf.
Oh, great.
Make me look interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's good.
I tried to get into doodling recently.
Okay.
I bought myself a little canvas and some... nice pens. When I was a kid, I used to really doodle in class, you know, just scribble, fill up a whole page. And I used to think I was quite good at it. So instead of looking at my phone, I sometimes just doodle. So I just slowly add to this canvas.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then in terms of your style, what kind of style is this? Like modern art or you...
So it's just scribbles. Literally like shapes.
Scribbles.
I guess it's quite Aztec. That's my style.
Oh, interesting.
I think I used to be.
I always worry about doodling. Like, if you went on to do something bad, they look at your pictures and think, were there any signs?
A confession or something.
Well, yeah, just kind of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I've never shown
anyone my doodles.
Okay.
I never will.
And any other hobbies, or is it just mainly doodling and stone
polishing?
I've
given you two, Andy.
I think it's pretty good.
I like playing football with old people on Monday nights.
Oh, cool. I've had to give up... my football career,
right?
Due to sciatica.
Oh,
bad back and sciatica. How'd you keep going? I would love to continue to play, but it's tricky.
I think it is just keeping going. I think as soon as I stop, that'll be it for forever.
Do you feel really tired the next day? Like really, really tired? Like like almost could cry.
No, I don't. Okay. Andy, I think you've got problems. I feel great. I feel better the next day than if I haven't. I feel tired if I don't exercise.
Okay.
If I exercise, I feel more full of vigor. And Vim.
Well, that's great. Well, let's talk about Taskmaster. It is back for Series 19.
Yes.
Which is incredible. Could you in a million years believe it would be into its 19th? Am I saying series or season? Let's get this sorted
right. Let's say series.
Let's say series.
I think if I had a million years, at some point it would cross my mind, because that's a long time. But no, it never did. It never did. No, so every year that we get to do more, I'm surprised. Like, genuinely, and I'm so grateful. And it's sort of become part of the furniture a bit, which is really... lovely.
Yeah.
And it's been 10 years now, since we started. So a lot's happened in that time, you know, in my own life and other people's lives. So we have kids who used to watch it who are now parents and that sort of thing, which is really bizarre.
And then, you know, you've got a new cast and everything like that as well. Are you involved in picking who goes on the show or how does that kind of work?
Yes, I'm heavily involved, but I also don't have the casting vote.
Okay.
Because I need to put it out there that you don't need to come to me if you want to be on the show. It's me, Greg, the production company, and Channel 4. We all come to an agreement. We all want to make the best show possible.
Yeah.
But we all have different tastes.
Is it like Britain's Got Talent, where you put photos forward of who you like and who you don't like?
No, it's WhatsApp groups, really.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's quite tense, WhatsApp groups. No, we just want to have casts each time that surprise you. We don't want people to ever guess who the lineup's going to be.
Yeah.
So we always try to have a left field person and combination of people who don't normally work together. But 19 series in, you know, we're close to having 100 comedians who've been on it. So
incredible.
Weirdly, though, we're not running out. You'd think you would be, but we always have comedy adjacent people as well, so actors and writers and podcasters.
Yeah.
So there's many, many people out there.
And then would you say there's a formula for a good Taskmaster task?
Ooh.
Is it like a DNA type of
it? I hope not. I've never gone on ChatGPT, is it the one? I've never gone on it to ask for a task, because I think if I do that, that's me done, if they come up with a good one. But I also like to think it's not. There's this weird intangible nature to the good one, without sounding too pretentious, that I think hopefully we never repeat a task. And hopefully, what happens with me, inspiration strikes. So I used to be a comedian, really, and just write jokes. And you'd be walking along and suddenly go, oh, I've thought of a joke. And now I walk along and I think, there's a task involving a colander or something.
And where does this go? Does this go into a notebook, or have you got an old-fashioned dictaphone that you say...
It's notebook, it's the notes function on my phone.
Nice.
And often it's the back of my hand, and I luckily am quite unclean. So that stays there for a while.
And do you do a dry run? If you think this might work as a task, do you dry run it before it gets into the actual series?
It depends on the task.
Okay.
So we do dry run sometimes if there's some tech involved or some equipment, just to see if it's the right length of time or the right length of string, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that is... For example, make the biggest mess and then clean it up for 10 minutes. There's no point testing that with normal people.
Yeah.
Because when comedians come in, they'll do it completely differently. So,
No,
there are many I think, no, that's fine. We don't need to test that. But yeah, if it involves stuff, we do test it.
Have you got a favourite challenge that you've come up with out of all time? You say 10 years. Have you got one that's like, do you know, that was pretty good. It's probably the best one you've done, your masterpiece.
I don't think I do, but I will say some so that we have an interview.
Okay, good.
I sort of like the last one we've done, you know, like, but I can't say any of the ones that are coming. So,
but the
ones that stay with me tend to be from the very early series. There was one which was Give Alex a Special Cuddle, which is in series 5, I think. So Bob Mortimer put me in the boot of his car and we cuddled for 15 minutes because they couldn't tell anyone where the keys were. Impressed the mayor of Chesham was very good. They had to walk into this town hall and the mayor of Chesham was sat there, and John Richardson and Catherine Ryan and the rest of that cast had to impress him, and that was it. So it was a nice sort of broad one. I like the ones where you get a variety of responses.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I do tend to like them all because they're my ideas. And I'm quite vain.
Well, let's just say, for example, hypothetical situation.
Yes.
You wake up tomorrow morning and there's alien ships hovering above the capitals.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hovering above the capital of every city in the world. And the only way they're not going to destroy planet Earth is if they take on a group of three comedians that have been on Taskmaster in the past 19 seasons series. And then they take them on a one-off task. Which three contestants would you represent Earth out of all 19 series of Taskmaster?
Okay.
The best three.
We're having Fern Brady.
Fern Brady.
She has a different approach to other people.
Okay.
She's also wearing an outfit that looks a little bit like an alien. So we'll go for Fern Brady.
Brady's in.
I'm going to go for Kyle Smith-Bino.
Okay.
It's impossible not to like him. I think he will charm them, he'll win them over. He's not very good at tasks.
Yeah.
But he will flash his teeth. He's got lovely teeth.
Yeah, that'll impress the aliens.
Yes. And then we'll go for someone, we'll go for Lisa Tarbuck, if that's all right.
Yeah.
I think she should represent Britain in every, or the world in every event coming up. She's one of my favourite. What I like is people who, when they open the envelope and do the task, I don't have a clue how they're going to approach it, and she surprised me every time.
Which is what I was chatting to on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, the lovely Doc Brown, who's a lovely fella.
He is.
And he's been a contestant on Taskmaster. He said it's one of the scariest things he's ever done.
So he had to impress the mayor. He was that person.
Oh, right.
He did a... What did he do? He did. He definitely came unstuck in that one. I think he may. I don't know what he did.
But he found it kind of like your normal kind of framework as a comedian. I think he was. He said that you it's slightly unbalancing, keeps you off balance because you're not in a natural environment, but also you want to try and be funny at the same time, but you're also trying to process stuff. So it's like doing maths whilst thinking of jokes, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
The one thing I tell people every time is don't try to be funny. You don't need to worry about being funny. You don't need to think, I've not said a funny thing, because it will be funny because these are funny people and they're in a funny situation compared to other funny people.
Yeah.
So you're right. If they worry too much about saying funny things, they can come unstuck. But Doc was great. He's great in everything.
No, he's amazing, isn't he? He's a lovely chap. Like, really varied, loads of different things that you can do and everything as well.
Yeah,
great.
And some people worry more than others, and they don't need to. But, you know, the worrying is funny as well.
Yeah.
I mean, weirdly, Rod Gilbert was one of the biggest worriers we had on it. He kept thinking, changing his mind about stuff. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, because he didn't want to do a bad thing. You know, he wanted to be funny all the time, and he always was. But then some people just chuck any old thing out, and that works too.
I mean, Bob Mortimer, of course, at the moment, I mean, he's always been a national treasure, but you just realise what an incredible... He's a genius, isn't he? It's just something about... I don't know what it is about Bob, but he's just brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone who doesn't like Bob.
Yeah.
And in real life, he's absolutely as funny and as gentle and humble. You know, he's such a nice man. So he would have... If you'd asked me my favourite contestant, I always say I can't pick one, but it is Bob.
It is Bob. That's good. That's good to know. And then, you know, because I think as well, sometimes when you seem to get more out of people, like, say, if you're knitting whilst chatting, people open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
So do you think you get a little bit, you kind of peer into the real
Definitely.
Person a little bit because they're having to concentrate on something else at the same time?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever talked to anyone knitting. No, is it good? But, like, yeah, like going for a walk. I prefer going for a walk with my mates than...
Knitting.
You know, knitting. Yeah, well, just looking at them. You know, I agree, you need to do something. And I think you're right, you're sort of, the whole show is kind of a distraction.
Yeah.
What we're doing is watching and listening to funny people, but making them do stuff so they're not being conscious of that, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly it. And let's talk about Greg Davis. He seems like a lovely chap. Well, what's the worst?
Does he seem like a lovely chap?
I don't know. I just wanted to give you the opportunity, the platform, to just give us your take on Greg.
I think he is a lovely chap. But I have to reassure people of that, including my mother-in-law, all the time, because she thinks he's a bully to me. But actually, it's all tongue-in-cheek, and it's all we're very close. And he is a really, really lovely chap and gentle. And probably might be in the top three funniest people I know.
He is a funny
He's so funny, and he will never leave a gap without people laughing. He's desperate to fill the room with laughter. Not desperate in a vulnerable... worrying way. He's just a very funny man who is he's a really talented comedian. So I get to sit next to him and find him so funny. So, yes.
Is he funny on the WhatsApp group, on the Taskmaster WhatsApp group, or is he...
He's not on the WhatsApp group.
Is he not even on it?
No, he is, but no, he's not.
Okay.
He doesn't do groups.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I talk to him separately.
He's very careful.
You know what he does do? A little glimpse into Greg Davis. He won't phone me. He will FaceTime me.
Oh.
And we have to look at each other, and I'm not good at that.
Do you know what, my other half, my radio other half, Richie, yes. Who's away this week, he's the same. He'll
really?
Rather than just having speakerphone chat so I can do the dishes whilst I talk to him, he wants to have a video chat with you.
They should get together.
It's weird, isn't it?
Greg.
Those guys should just FaceTime each other.
I don't have time for this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just strange. Why do I have to look at him whilst with my chins?
And also, when I'm doing that, I only ever look at myself.
Yeah. I just think, oh my God.
Yeah. So there's no point in his face being there.
Let's talk very quickly about Taskmaster Education, which is a thing I wasn't kind of aware of.
Okay.
Because that's kind of cool in terms of schools and that kind of thing. Tell us
it's a lovely side effect. Most things in my day now are side effects of things that weren't meant to happen. So we do Taskmaster in primary schools. Weirdly, there's a thing called school tasking, which is trying to interest kids in the law via tasks.
Oh, wow.
Which somebody at Warwick University has set up, Dr. Ali Struthers, who's great. So there's all these weird strands to it.
Did you come at that, though, because you at school felt like it was like, did you enjoy school and lessons and learning in that sense when you were at school?
I did. I'm quite a geeky person.
Okay.
But so I did tasks at my kids' primary school as a sort of volunteer thing. The headmaster asked me to do it. And what was really obvious straight away was that it appeals to not just the sporty kid or the clever kid. It's kind of inclusive for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so quite often it's the one who doesn't normally get the attention who does well in a task.
Oh, wow, okay.
And also it's quite fun seeing boys and girls behave differently. So there's a task I always do with them, which I give them in groups, balls of string. So they're 30 kids, they get 6 balls of string, and they have to work out how long the string is. And the boys will straight away just throw the string everywhere and try to, you know, measure other boys and try to count in their head, where the girls are so much more measured in general and will just look underneath it. And we normally put the length on the bottom somewhere, which the boys just miss because they...
I honestly think we'll be extinct, fellas, in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall for us.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the horn section. So you're an incredibly busy man. That's back for season two, series two.
Yes.
Can I call it season for this
Go
one?
For it. It feels like you want to.
I want to. It's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. People never watched that before. Tell us a little bit about it and what's going to be in this season.
Yes, and that's not a big if. Not everyone's seen it. But so Horn Section Series 1 came out quite a while ago. I think it might have been 4 years ago, which was the premise was that I, as the band leader, persuaded Channel 4 to do a live version of the Horn Section TV show, which we broadcast from my house.
Okay.
And it's not that different to real life. So we... The show is a fictionalized version of a show that we do. It's a telly show about a telly show.
Okay.
And we film it in, weirdly, Imogen Heap's house, which is this beautiful round house in Essex, where she's got her own recording studio.
Which bit of Essex? I'm from Leon Sea. China over there is from Canvey Island, so...
We film it in Havering.
Oh,
you know Havering? It's near Romford.
Okay, fine. That's good. That's good to know.
There we go. I can give you the postcode?
That's fine. That's
okay, fine. So, we pretend that that's my house, this beautiful house. And it all goes wrong, obviously, because it's a comedy show. And it's just silly. We're just trying to do jokes and silly songs and just trying to make people laugh. There is no message.
Yeah.
And it's not really about a thing. Because we're just sort of six blokes who like making each other laugh.
But, you know, and I think it's good and it's important in life with everything that's going on to find fun and enjoyment. And music can do that. Obviously, the thing that we've got looming, particularly, is the Oasis reunion. Wouldn't it be great if the horn section were booked as support on some of those gigs at Wembley Stadium? What could you bring to the party, Alex?
It's a good question. And I've got some gossip for you, which I can't say on air.
Really?
But as soon as we've done this, I'll tell you something fun.
Okay, amazing. But, can you give us a flavour of what that might be?
No.
Okay. Would you like to support Oasis, then?
Oh, I would love to support Oasis.
Yeah.
But, I'm slightly sort of flustered now.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to find out what that is.
What I would say is we can't fill arenas, but also we wouldn't want to. So as a comedy band, I think we need to be in... We tend to be in spaces that fit 600 to 1,000 people. And I really love that because you can actually see people's reaction. And I think comedy doesn't work in anywhere. It can for some people, but...
It has gone a little bit too big, though, some of those bigger venues. It can be a bit weird, right?
I think it can be, yeah, because you end up watching the person on the screen. And we like engaging with people and actually looking people in the eye and talking. But we also couldn't fill an arena. But
I'm sure you could. And just from an Absolute Radio perspective, Alex, and you know, talk about music, etc. What kind of music are you into? What kind of stuff do you like?
I have such bad taste.
Is there anything that we would play on Absolute Radio on Home Time that you like, do you think?
Enya?
No, we haven't got any Enya there. Orinoco Flow. You like Orinoco Flow?
Of course I like Orinoco Flow.
Sail away.
No, I just like anything. I tell you what I really like now. I like Dochi and I like Little Sims. I'm really into Dochi.
Check you out.
I know. I think...
Does that mortify your children that you're into?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. It mortifies my wife. It mortifies me, I think. But I really, really like her. Her live stuff is incredible.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually going to Glastonbury. The Horn Section are at Glastonbury this year.
Wow. Our producer Nick's going to Glastonbury as well.
Oh, I'll see you there. So we're on the same, you know, area as Dochi and Little Sims. They're both there, which is amazing.
That's incredibly cool.
And actually the lineup there is really good. But I like Neil Diamond, who's on there. That's one, you know... I won't say that. It's going to slag someone off who I'm going to meet at Glastonbury.
So have you played at Glastonbury before?
No, I'm so excited about it. We've done quite a few festivals. We've done Latitude a lot. But I think we're a good festivals band because the music, without blowing our own trumpets, the musicians are brilliant.
Yeah.
But we're funny as well. And when I watch a band, I hate it when they don't talk between the songs. I want to see them not just doing the songs when I'm seeing them live. So we do a lot of that.
I took my eldest daughter to watch The Strokes last summer, who are a great band, but he didn't speak to the crowd at all during the entire thing.
Yeah, I've seen The Strokes. It's just song after song after song.
Yeah, just a couple of gags, a bit of blue, something like that. Keep it light.
Equally, I went to see Snow Patrol in Paris recently. It was my wife's favourite band. Mm. And they did just do the songs, and it was brilliant. And it made me think that... that's fine too.
That's fine. That's fine as well. So, I mean, you're so incredibly busy. You've got so many different things going on. Is there a project then, Alex, that you haven't done yet that you'd love to do?
Well, I have written a little children's book because I'm a comedian and we have to at some point. You have to have a podcast and you have to write a children's book. So that's coming out in the summer, which I'm really excited about. So that's something I've never done before.
What kind of thing is it about? Tell us about it.
It's about a boy who finds a stone on the beach, which is I'm the boy. And
does he polish the stone?
He polishes the stone.
Okay, that's a spoiler. <It's about there. laughs>
So my granddad was a geologist, and this guy's granddad is a rock expert. And so it's thinly veiled autobiography of my childhood. But it's by a kid who didn't have any friends, but he gets a friend through his stone. It's pretty sweet and saccharine and old-fashioned.
I like it. That sounds good, man.
Yeah, I'd read it first before he's officially saying you like it.
You can put that on the back if you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, that would
seriously. well, listen, I'm sorry, and any other thing that you'd
I want to be James Bond, but apart from that...
I think you would be a good James Bond.
Yeah, I think so. I keep telling everyone that.
But yeah, I feel like you'd be more the guy... What's the guy called that's got all the gadgets and stuff? He's actually based on a real character, isn't he?
M or Q or something?
So many letters.
One of the letters, yeah.
But you'd be good as him as well, I think.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do both. I could do one of those things where it's actually him playing both roles, like Eddie Murphy.
That would be so good. Yeah. That would be so good. Well, listen, we're very excited. Taskmaster Series 19.
Lovely.
Is out now.
It's
go watch
right
it.
Out right now.
Out right now. And The Horn Section Season 2.
Season 2. That might be out now. I don't know.
It is out there.
It's out!
It's on Channel 4. Go see him, Alex Horn. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. Bye, everyone.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.